Hello everyone. Today, in the first series of our third episode, we talk about grieving or mourning the loss of a relationship. We often talk about grieving the loss of our loved ones and hardly talk about the loss of a relationship with those who are still alive. It is understandable to mourn the loss of a loved one because someone has passed away. It is also okay to grieve the loss of a relationship because we invested in it, for example, with our time and emotions. Grieving the loss of a relationship is known as ambiguous grief. You may be asking yourself, what is ambiguous grief? Well, ambiguous grief refers to the pain that we experience from the loss of a loved one who is still alive. And this process is accompanied by a change or death of a relationship. So, the loved one in this context may be a friend, colleague, family member, or a romantic partner. Luckily, there are some strategies you can use to turn this difficult time into a time of growth. Firstly, by validating your feelings. You may be aware of the five stages of grief by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. Remember, grief is not linear because relationships don't end the same way. Sometimes you may not experience all the five stages, or you may not go through them in their order. So this means that you should allow yourself to be present and experience all the feelings. You can also identify these feelings to help you acknowledge what you may be currently feeling and understand what triggers you to feel a certain way. Secondly, by reaching out for support. It is common for us to isolate ourselves when we are grieving. However, it is important to surround ourselves with people who will allow us to be in the moment without wanting to help us fix or change how we feel. You can also talk about how you feel about the loss of the relationship with the supportive people around you. This is important because we are able to identify some new understandings and relieve some of our pain when we discover that our feelings are normal and that others have survived these feelings. Finally, by being kind to yourself. One way to be kind to yourself involves forgiving yourself. It is normal to blame ourselves when our relationships don't work out. However, you may reconsider blaming yourself when you objectively look back and think about both your actions. Think of the things that went wrong and the reasons all these things went wrong. Ask yourself, what have I learned? How can I grow from this process? And how can I take this experience and use it to improve my relations with others in the future? You can also do things you enjoy, such as baking, reading a book, or watching movies. This will help you fall in love with yourself when you get to feel happy again. Another way to be kind to yourself is to focus on healing and growth. I know a lot of us want closure before we can move on. I would recommend that we focus on healing and growth. This is because closure is complicated when it involves matters of the heart, for lack of a better expression. For example, we often seek closure because we want to get rid of negative emotions such as sadness, confusion, anger, just to feel happy again. In my view, we should allow ourselves to live with different kinds of losses as long as we can learn and grow from the experience. Remember, there is no right or wrong way of grieving. Own how you feel. Allow yourself to cry. It is okay. Just don't avoid not grieving, because avoiding grieving can affect our mental health. We have come to the end of our episode, and I wish you all the best with your healing journey. Catch me next week for our second series, where I talk about grieving the loss of a loved one. Have yourselves a beautiful week.